Okay, so I want to give a quick update on the deployment draft. So I was added there as an author, basically based on a review that I gave on the mailing list, and then the author asked me to fix my review comments myself. So next slide, please. So this draft is a working group item. It's in the charter as an informational document that addresses two things. First of all, it should discuss various deployment-related issues. Basically, all these issues are things that are worth noting, but not in the base protocol spec. And the second statement is also about lessons learned from early implementations. That's a piece that's not really present in the document as of now, but that's something that could, of course, be added based on the recent implementation experience. The document made a lot of progress until version 0.03, but recently the updates have only been minor. But we believe that it's an important document. It's referenced in the protocol draft regarding various operational aspects. And as I already mentioned, we actually do have early implementations and prototypes, so it makes a lot of sense to document this. So the 0.7 version of the draft is a first step in that direction, but you will see later that there are still a lot of open issues. So next slide, please. So this is just, since this draft has not been presented for quite some time, this is just an overview of the table of content. You see that this is a pretty huge document. It discusses various things, and I won't go through all of them right now. Next slide, please. So I just want to highlight the things that the recent update basically addressed. And in brief, it mainly started to work on the section number 2, which is a general considerations section, which was very specific to peer-to-peer deployments of Auto regarding the terminology and all the considerations that were in there. And at least my personal opinion is that Auto can be deployed in various ways, and we have sections for the different deployment options later. For example, we have a long section number 4 on peer-to-peer deployments, but there are a couple of deployment issues that are independent of the use case, a couple of things that an operator can consider no matter what specifically Auto is used for. And my personal feeling is that the general consideration section should discuss these things from a high-level perspective, and then we can go in further subsections into the specific use cases and what specific deployment issues arise, for example, if you deploy Auto for peer-to-peer optimization. And there are a couple of further sections that we updated. I comment on this on the next slide. So this is a summary of the changes that appeared in the new draft. As already mentioned, I reworded section number 2. That's mainly rewording. It doesn't change a lot of content, but I think it's important to emphasize that we don't have peer-to-peer as only Auto use case. I added a new section 2.2 that tries to at least to start to explain the design space for Auto deployment, so what different options actually exist, and I tried to classify it at least along three dimensions. So what's the trust model between the client and the server, the different options for this. What is actually the user group? As in the peer-to-peer case, we have an unlimited user group. Basically, every internet host can access an Auto server. We have other use cases that have been discussed here or in other working groups where the access is more limited. And also the question, what is actually the, what is the guidance is the server actually providing? Is it for BGP-like inter-domain traffic optimization, or is it a more narrow-scoped intra-domain use case, for example? So basically, it just gives an overview of these different design space. Then I started to briefly update section 3.1, which is summarizing some of the requirements by ISPs, but again, this is a section that's pretty much focused on peer-to-peer traffic optimization, and there might be other constraints. So next slide, please. There are also further things where more work is needed. As for example, the current deployment text talks a lot about pretty static address assignment, which might be true in certain deployment cases, but if you have dynamic routing, things can get more complicated, and that's something that's not well reflected in the draft right now. And another thing that Sebastian also mentioned briefly is that the protocol document basically refers to the deployment draft for use cases where the Auto server access is limited, and probably it's worth spending some words on this during this draft. But again, I just started to rephrase this in the direction more work is needed. So next slide, please. So, and that's the last slide. In short, we started to update the document, and I think the direction should typically reflect what people talk about here in the working group regarding the use cases and the deployment cases of Alto. But the text itself, it has not been updated for almost 2 years, so it needs more work. For example, just to show one example, so there's a section there on how to provision Alto maps, and that section is basically empty, but probably can provide some guidance in that space, at least explain some of the key design trade-offs that an Alto server provider basically has to consider. And one of the key questions is, where I also would be very much interested in feedback, is whether we extend the list of use cases. We have at the moment in the document two use cases. We have the peer-to-peer use case in there, and we have the CDN use case. And for both use cases, some of the deployment options and issues are discussed. But we do have, of course, other use cases that are internet drafts. We could try to at least reference these ones in the deployment document as well. But that's something that's not there in the current protocol spec. But any opinions on that would be very welcome. And the other thing is, that's the last point here, the charter item actually talks about lessons learned from implementations. and we could try to gather this. It would require feedback from the implementers, but some of the implementers are very well-known, so we could try to contact them and to add something in that space. But again, that's something that's not there in the document. It would be a change of the protocol spec. And last but not least, I want also to highlight